Bam, bam, bam. You're a goddamn idiot.
You are an idiot.
Put 2 + 2 together.
I was definitely accusing him of taking steroids, not heroin. I don't know how he made that jump.
Today is not my day.
Is he an idiot for killing someone? Yeah, I guess.
Wouldn't even need beer goggles for that shit.
I would be honestly embarrassed to put this out on the website.
Thanks for tuning in. We're going to get wasted.
I will slap you.
I'm just here to make people laugh.
All right, welcome to our fourth and hopefully last podcast of the ever so popular Rant City with me, host of the show, Taylor. With me, as always, is Cole S.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio today is Gabes.
Sup?
Today we'll be going over several topics, I guess. We're going to talk about hypocrites loving the Miami Heat and hating the New York Yankees. Cole?
Well, Yankees always get flack for buying the championships every year, and that's exactly what the Heat did.
The Heat did not. They got free agents. And they went out and freaking...
Because the Yankees don't sign free agents?
All I'm saying is they just rape everyone else's freaking minor league teams, and that's how they build their thing.
Oh, so you...
Who?
The Yankees. They're just terrible.
The Yankees never have a minor league.
They freaking...
They get rid of their minor league.
They trade their minor leaguers for other teams.
The Yankees are just god-awful because they make every other team shitty, so that when you watch the Kansas City Royals, they're like a triple-A team. They take, like, Carlos Beltran. I mean, you name these guys.
That's not
like,
a minor league player, though.
Number one, Carlos Beltran has never been on the Yankees. Number two, the Miami Heat.
I'm giving you're examples.
Talking about, you're talking
I'm
about,
giving
you're
examples.
You're talking about decimating a franchise. I know Chris Bosh is a piece of shit now, but he was a superstar on the Raptors.
He was not a superstar.
He was a superstar.
He was an all-star.
LeBron James, was he a superstar in Cleveland? I hate the fucker, but was he a superstar?
He was, yes.
So, they take two NBA teams, and what have they done since?
The Heat, but hold on.
The Cavaliers and the Raptors are shit.
The Heat did not go out and get these players like the Yankees did. Wade, LeBron, and Bosh all went out and said, hey, let's go play together, and that's what they did. They went out and got their
championship. But the Heat eventually went out and got them, though.
So you know for a fact that the Yankees players didn't get together and say, hey, let's play together?
Who the fuck ever wants to play for a Yankee?
The people. Look at their checks. Everyone wants to play for the Yankees.
Fuck
look
the
at
Yankees.
Ichiro.
Ichiro did not.
He played for Seattle.
Seattle was
wanted
brutal.
A title. So he said, can I please go to the Yankees?
He did not say it. He asked for a trade.
No, he asked for a trade to the Yankees.
He did not ask for a trade to
look
the Yankees.
Look it up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, actually.
He did.
All I'm saying is Yankees suck.
No, you're not saying Yankees suck.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that they're not hypocrite. You're not a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite. How am I a hypocrite then?
Because the fucking Heat decimated two franchises. They fucking destroyed the Raptors. They destroyed the Cavaliers.
No,
let me finish. I will slap you. The Yankees take one player from teams of 25-man rosters. It's not nearly as
fucking
dramatic.
They take the best person from that roster.
And Bosh and LeBron weren't the best players on those rosters?
Bosh left. The Heat did not go out and get him. He left.
So does every player that leaves their team and goes to the Yankees.
Who wants to play in a Canadian league anyways?
Okay, what about Cleveland and LeBron?
You want to go play in Ohio?
If I fucking grew up in Ohio.
I would.
And if you made millions.
And you fucking got every single endorsement deal you've ever
Nobody
wanted.
Else
and every single place you go to eat is free every single fucking time.
It's not free. You know that.
It's free.
It's probably free in Miami too, to be fair. But it's a guarantee it was free in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That was my worst argument ever.
You're not going to want to listen to that again.
I think we're going to have to cut
that out. No, I'm not cutting it out because that was pretty funny. Next topic. Next topic. I have a feeling Gabe is going to like this one. John Gruden and Merrill Hodge.
I don't even want to get started on this because Merrill Hodge is the worst. And my God, John Gruden takes so much credit for what these quarterbacks do. Like, he brings them in, sits them down, and he goes, well, call me out a play for what you called in college. Like, you're going to fucking use that play again. It's like, he goes, you got to be more clear when you call it them plays. I don't know, it worked pretty good when he won the SEC championship game. Why does he got to freaking, he's so retarded. And then, on top of that, he comes over and takes over the Buccaneers and takes Tony Dungy's Super Bowl ring, and everyone considers him a great coach? Fuck no.
Definitely.
Then Merrill Hodge is just a piece of shit and copies everything Vince Lombardi says.
I don't really care about Merrill Hodge, but John Gruden definitely good.
He's not good.
Think about this. 3 years ago, every single time a quarterback got drafted, took him a year. There was a year on the bench. Ever since John Gruden's quarterback camp started, instant starters. Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson. The last 3 years, starts. Cam Newton, bam, bam, bam. John Gruden
said,
teaches these
John
fuckers
Gruden
off.
Said Cam
That's
Newton
what John Gruden
was
does.
Terrible. because he couldn't even read out one of his plays at the John Gruden quarterback camp.
And look how much Cam Newton's digressed. It's because John Gruden decided to stop tutoring him.
Oh my God, John Gruden.
He hasn't digressed that much.
He's terrible. John Gruden is the worst.
Super Bowl.
Not even his. Tony Dungy built that team.
Was he the coach when they won?
Who?
John Gruden.
Yes, he was the coach. So now you're just being like Notch and just trolling.
No.
Yes. He did nothing. He just walked in.
Okay, but your argument is that somebody else built his championship team.
Yeah.
First of all,
John Gruden built the Oakland Raiders, then the Oakland Raiders won a championship. It's the same thing.
Also, the Buccaneers were terrible, dude, that year. Well, they had solid defense. Their offense wasn't good.
Yeah, but that's because they had freaking...
Good coaching?
Who'd they have as a quarterback here? Trent Dilfer?
Brad Johnson.
What year did...
John Gruden won a championship with Brad Johnson. That's what Tony Dungy left him.
No, he won it with that defense, with Warren Sapp and...
Brad Johnson.
Still have to gut out victories, though.
Martin Gramatica. That's who won that championship.
Okay.
Okay,
give some examples of Merrill Hodge quoting Vince Lombardi or something.
Simple. He just, whenever they run a play, he goes, you put a seal here, and you put a seal here, and we'll run it right up the alley. Okay, we see that all the time on NFL, the History Channel. And what does he do? He just says it, and
it's
he acts
definitely not
like,
on the History Channel.
The NFL whatever
film. The NFL Network?
Oh, come on. You know what I mean. Just quit arguing with me just to make an argument here.
Well, you said the History Channel.
I'm getting flustered because it's damn recording.
I don't want our viewers to go to the History Channel and try to find football information.
Okay, so they go to NFL Films and they'll see Vince Lombardi sitting out on the field, drawing it on a blackboard. What does Merrill Hodge do? He sits there in ESPN and he acts like he knows everything about the NFL.
Well, but Vince Lombardi doesn't do that anymore, so he's just trying to keep on that legacy.
He is not a... Merrill Hodge should just, they should fire him like they did to Sean Salisbury. Just get rid of him. Yes, they should. What does he bring? Him and Ron Jaworski are best buds. They used to break down like Monday morning quarterback or whatever on ESPN back in the day. Ooh. So they're both terrible.
So you are saying that Vince Lombardi was a good coach, correct?
Vince Lombardi was a great coach.
So everything that he said should be remembered.
It should not get repeated.
But how would you remember if it's
you
never
say,
repeated?
Like if you say something great, it's like great for that one time. Every time it gets repeated, it comes down. He has ruined that. Like I just want to fast forward through it.
Merrill Hodge is keeping Vince Lombardi's legacy alive.
No, he is not. He's tarnishing it just by opening his freaking mouth. Like he knows what he's talking about.
So basically you're saying that every time a new team goes to a West Coast offense, that offense is worse.
That is not what I said.
But it's the same thing.
It is not the
everything
same thing.
Everything that Vince Lombardi does gets worse every time it's set.
No, I said
so every time there's a new West
said,
Coast
you
offense,
say great,
gets worse every time.
I said if you say something roster. Great and then you keep hearing it, it's not as great the next time you hear it.
So each time you implement that same new offense, it's not as great the next time you do it. Because you have to tell them
we're
what
not talking
doing.
About offense. We're talking about his quotes. We're not talking about offense. Where's offense coming into this?
You're just saying, well, everything that all of his quotes are about him being a coach. They're not just fucking inspirational quotes. You're talking about seals. That's not an inspirational quote, so it doesn't get worse.
Do you have anything else to say about Merrill Hodge and Gruden?
They both suck.
That's all?
They both are terrible.
Pretty professional argument, I guess.
Okay, so the other day I was watching NFL Live. You watch that?
Yes.
Occasionally.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so they had a question. This is ESPN. We're going to, like, go back, see, you know, rip on ESPN maybe, depending on what you guys think of this. They had a question on NFL Live. Who had a better first pitch at a baseball game, Colin Kaepernick or Russell Wilson? Should that be on NFL Live?
No.
Why?
What possible reason do they have to use that?
It's a great question.
Did they talk about what the mile per hour was that they threw it and all?
Yeah, I think they had recorded Kaepernick's, but like not Wilson's or something.
It's just terrible.
They were like analyzing first pitch at a baseball game.
Well, obviously it was a slow day in the NFL. Aaron Hernandez probably wasn't back from vacation yet. So they needed to talk about something.
It was
something.
Definitely after Aaron Hernandez.
How was that after? Didn't they do it before? It was before.
They talked about it after that situation. It was still in the early stages, but it was definitely still news.
Well, obviously it hasn't broke that he killed three people yet. So
I think it had.
Well, then they have no reason to be talking
okay.
about that.
So you like ESPN then.
So you think that the NFL should bring all the attention they have towards somebody murdering someone?
No.
No, well, I mean, what is it, half an hour show? They definitely devoted at least 90% of it to that, and then they finished with this Kaepernick bullshit.
So the Hernandez, they were talking about
it. So they wanted to leave everybody else on a good note. Be like, these two guys can not only play football.
It's not a good
note. They definitely weren't trying to say that they can be pitchers in the MLB. That's what you're saying.
No, they were. They were.
Because I believe Kaepernick threw an 87-mile-an-hour fastball.
God damn it.
For opening pitch. And then they claimed that Russell Wilson's was like upper 90s.
No?
That's what
he's
I
like
think
five,
I read.
Six.
That's what they claimed, because that's what the Seahawks came out and said.
How does he get that velocity?
The Seahawks
just throws everything into it.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, that and they hate each other.
What?
The Seahawks and 49ers, they hate each other. Richard Sherman won't even talk to his old coach.
We're not talking about Richard Sherman yet. So you guys want to talk about Aaron Hernandez at all?
Not really.
It's probably just going to go down.
Is he an idiot?
That's a consensus. Yes.
Is he an idiot for killing someone? Yeah, I guess. I guess it's not. He didn't cover up very well. He's rich. He should be able to figure something out better than that.
You think he could afford to pay somebody, even a low-level hitman, to take care of that and probably
Also don't walk in front of security cameras with a gun.
Or just hire a homeless
guy. Like 5 minutes after the guy died.
Or just hire a homeless guy to say he did it.
Or if you know you're going to be coming back, why don't you shut your security system off and like not trash it? Be like, I don't know what happened.
He did. He came in. The cameras recorded it. That little bit of footage, then he turned it off.
No, but turn it off that morning. Be like, this guy's got to go, so then I'm just going to shut this off.
It was a kind of passion. It wasn't a calculated fucking...
Yeah.
They said it was basically just like hitman style, so he's been thinking about
it. If it was hitman style, you think Aaron Hernandez would do it himself?
Well,
what do you think is going to happen? Because there were like two other...
He has an entire entourage. Maybe he wouldn't hire an actual hitman, but he definitely
wasn't there like two other dudes with him, though?
Yes.
I guarantee he's just gonna throw him under the bus.
He'll just get
them
money and
then he'll get yeah, he'll get like probation and they'll just get life in prison or get killed or something.
The worst part about this whole thing is when they fucking had to add the Tebow bullshit the other day.
Okay.
What?
Talk about that. Oh, you mean...
Senior year at Florida, Aaron Hernandez got in a big bar fight and Tebow tried...
Oh my god, I remember that, dude. Oh my god.
I did not hear about
that. That is so stupid. I saw it on the bottom line.
But it has nothing to do with...
It had nothing to do with anything.
They just wanted to talk about Tebow.
Completely irrelevant bar fight, right?
Yes.
Actually,
Gabe's his boy.
No, Notch's boy.
What are your thoughts on how much ESPN is covering it?
Well, obviously, they need to talk about the Patriots.
Okay.
That's not why you're talking about.
Here's my thing, though. Yes, it happened, but if there's, like, no new breaks in the story or anything, like, 3 days later, you don't have to talk about it.
Well, here's my question.
But they just continually rehash everything over and over.
Do you know how many murders happen a year, and you don't send ESPN out to fucking stay in front of some guy's house?
It's a terrible...
It's just stupid.
What's stupid is that?
Okay, you're saying if me and you
well,
murder Cole right now,
why is
you'd
it
be
such
surprised
a big...
if ESPN didn't come out here and cover it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is it's a murder thing, but do you have to go sit out there and say, well, today he left from 2 to 3, and I think he went and worked out, but he came back and now he's just chilling. We don't need to know that.
Also, they did an interview with the sheriff and the head sheriff of the county or whatever, and they're like, is he going to be treated any differently? Obviously not. Like, and they like asked what food he's getting, like what is hour by hour daily process is.
So what is this sheriff supposed to say? Well, yeah, we're going to put him in a solitary confinement, give him a big flat screen TV, and he's getting steak and potatoes every night? Is that what he's supposed to say at ESPN?
Well, there's no point in interviewing the guy.
Yeah, it's
you
just,
can obviously assume he's not getting five-star restaurant-type meals.
The thing that makes the least sense is that every time something like this comes up, ESPN, the NFL, they always talk about, oh, this is 1% of NFL players. Why talk about it all the fucking time? Like, you say, oh, there's 99% of the NFL players don't do this, but let's just talk about the ones that
fucking
do.
Why don't they just go find some feel-good stories somewhere else? No one fucking cares about this,
No, don't
right?
say that, because then they'll talk about Tebow fucking circumcising kids in the Philippines.
Does he actually do that?
He did it a couple years ago.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, he actually performed the procedure?
Yes, he circumcised kids in the Philippines.
There's no fucking way.
Look it up.
Oh my. That's not a feel-good story.
No. Kids are definitely in pain.
Oh my god. Okay, speaking of Tim Tebow, with Gronk out, Aaron Hernandez released.
He's not going to play tight end.
Is Tebow the starting tight
no.
end?
No.
No, because even if the coaches want him to play, he would refuse. But hopefully they don't want him.
Also, he would suck.
Well, how insulting is it to every other tight end in the league?
He can't throw. I can't imagine he can catch.
Like, you're just saying, like, okay, this guy can't play quarterback. We'll throw him at the tight end. Where there's how many freaking players that come out of college and in the NFL that can't make a team that are way better tight ends than Tebow is right now. Oh, we'll just put him at tight end because his name is Tim Tebow. No.
Well, it makes sense on some front. If the Patriots, it doesn't make sense. But if the Jaguars would have done it, it makes sense because they need
some
fucking attention.
Well, it's the Jaguars. They're terrible.
They don't want to go to fucking England and have their franchise over there. So they
Well, soon they'll be in L.A., so it don't matter. you got to support your team, otherwise they're going to move.
Okay, if you're talking about there being millions of position players out there that can play at tight end or whatever, how about Joe Webb? He's a quarterback, and they're just turning him into a receiver. There has to be better receivers out there.
Yeah, go.
Well, let's face it, he's a freakish athlete. Tim Tebow isn't.
There's freakish athletes out there.
There is.
That come out of college, don't get drafted.
Agreed.
There's freakish athletes that played wide receiver their entire career.
Well, you got to also look
like
at...
Matt Jones.
No, not like Matt Jones.
He was a quarterback, though, right?
Yeah.
And then?
Played wide receiver in the NFL, and he's white, yes.
And he was a superstar?
No.
For like two years, though.
He had one year where he had like 1,000 yards.
I don't even think he had that.
I think he got over 1,000 one year.
Who was throwing to him?
That'd have been Gerard.
Probably Gerard or Leftwich. It might have been Leftwich still.
Wasn't Brunel?
No, it wasn't
Brunel. Matt Jones wasn't that old.
Brunel, he at that point, he was gone, wasn't he?
Yes.
He had to have been.
He wasn't retired, but he wasn't on the fucking Jaguars anymore.
All right, we'll move to baseball. Glenn Perkins, trade or keep?
Trade. If you can get a real value for him, or they seem to think they can, they should trade him.
Okay, but they're like, I've seen people say it, many executives are asking about him, they're basically saying he's unavailable.
Right, that's stupid.
Yeah, but they're still, like, at least hear some offers, right?
Well, that's just what Terry Ryan wants us as fans to think, that he's unavailable. He's obviously still fielding calls and being like, right now he's unavailable, but obviously if you throw me the right situation, he's gone.
No, it's not what he's doing.
It is what he's doing.
No, because he admits that Justin Morneau
is on the trade block.
Justin Morneau, whether you like him or I like him, I don't like him, but he's more popular to more Twins fans than Glenn Perkins is. So there's no reason that Terry Ryan would say that Justin Morneau is available, but try to protect us.
Also, how'd you get this inside scoop on what Terry Ryan thinks?
What's that?
How'd you get that inside scoop of what Terry Ryan thinks?
Me and Terry Ryan, you know, we hang out quite a bit on the
web. And look at how much heat Rick Spielman got after he said Hardman wasn't going to get traded, then they traded him. You don't lie to your fan base and say you're not going to trade somebody.
So you don't think Perkins will be traded then?
I don't know. I think they should, but I don't think he will.
I think they should listen to some offers.
I think he'll be gone.
Because I think the closer role is overrated.
Like, I think a team like the Braves is going to step in and give, like, one heck of a freaking...
And apparently, I don't even know who this guy is because I haven't watched a lot of games this year, but Casey Finn?
Fiend?
Apparently, we're getting all kinds of offers for this guy.
Has he been solid?
I haven't looked at his stats.
Yeah, look at Jared Burton last year. He was a fucking beast. We could have traded him, and then we just cut him.
That's why you should trade...
They still have him. He's, like, 1-6.
He's our setup, man.
Yeah, he's the 8th inning guy.
Who'd they cut? They cut a reliever. I thought it was him.
Some other shitty one. Dude, he was good last year. They weren't going to cut him.
Well, but he is terrible.
He's bad. He's seriously 1-6.
That feeds
opposite
into my thing.
Opposite of Tyler Clippard, 6-1.
Why we should trade Perkins. Because obviously relief pitchers are great one year, can't be hit. Next year they're just garbage. Unless you're Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not necessarily true. They regress a little bit, but...
I don't know, man. There's some pretty bad relievers. And then look at Heath Bell. 3 years ago, unhittable. The next year he gets traded to Miami.
Okay, he got a big contract, so he just gained like 70 pounds.
He didn't quite gain 70 pounds, but...
Meatball, Fernando Rodney.
Yeah, but he's good. He was great last year.
But he wasn't. He was good, then he was bad, then he was good again.
Why not then cash in on him?
What do you mean cash in?
Like, when he's good, trade him when he's good.
Maybe no one wants to give up shit for him. Maybe they just don't think he's going
to
be good.
Everything I hear that if the Twins were to make Glenn Perkins available...
Dude, real life professional sports is not like fantasy games.
Where do you hear your information? MLBTradeRumors.com? It's not exactly a real source.
They're ESPN.
All right, what players?
I don't know. They just said...
Oh, so you know it's a great offer, but you don't know who's in it.
No, they said they would get back. They never heard said an offer.
Okay, so
they
you
just said if they were to make him available, they would get great...
You don't know it. You don't know that, though. You don't know who it is.
Well, that's because we haven't traded him yet.
Okay.
Obviously, then it has
to be. But you're trying to guarantee that we should trade a good closer for good prospects when you have no idea who those prospects are.
Do you think we're even going to win anything this year?
Mike Pelfrey, he was a superstar prospect. You like him?
He was not a superstar.
Scott Kazmir.
He was not a superstar prospect.
Yeah, he was the Mets' number one prospect.
He was not. The Mets! There's a reason they've been bats for so long.
Okay, but
he was
their pitching,
he was the prospect for them when they were good.
They still had
Mike Piazza when he was fucking when we were talking about him. They were good.
Mike Piazza was on his downside.
Okay, doesn't mean the Mets were bad then.
They haven't been relevant since 2000.
It hasn't been quite that long, but even.
But I think that was the last time they were relevant.
The Twins are terrible. They have a good farm system. You're saying that because they have a
That's
bad...
because Terry Ryan made trades and got stuff going on, so we have people there now.
Okay, so how do you know the Mets farm system sucks?
Have you seen it? It's like ranked like 26th.
What's the Twins? Two?
Number one or two, depending on who you look at. I think Baseball America's got them. They're in the top five in every place.
I guarantee
he's definitely two on Keith Law.
I guarantee their top 10 prospects, maybe one of them. does anything.
Which one?
Not Byron Buxton.
Probably, dude, that guy, they said he's the best prospect they've seen in decades.
That's why I think he'll be fine, but he's not going to be what they say he's going to be.
No. He'll be like Jock Jones.
He'll be better than Jock Jones.
Shannon Stewart.
Dude, they signed Jock Jones 2 years ago. Did you know that? To a minor league deal.
The Twins? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they're just going to give him a shot or something.
Did he even get out of, like, Double A?
I think he was definitely on Triple A, but...
Yeah. You have anything else to say about the Twins? No? Move on? You said you wanted to talk a little bit about the NBA draft. Don't go too in-depth, though.
I can't. Especially we can leave that.
But you just said you had a few comments on it. Like, not
all I know is... People are just slamming Michael Jordan as a general manager because he drafted Cody Zeller when there was nobody in this draft worth a number one pick. It was outside maybe Victor Oladipo.
Was it Tyler or Cody this year?
It was Cody this year.
Yeah, it was Cody Zeller. What did I say?
Cody Zeller is fucking garbage.
He's
so bad.
But who are you to say that if you take Nerlens Noel, the guy that...
Someone that's not...
Okay, but they drafted MKG last year.
Huge white idiot.
Michael Kidd Gilchrist. So you don't know who he is, so that was a great pick.
I'm not sitting here saying I don't.
You're saying MJ is terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying
you're saying he's good.
No,
he's not. Bad.
I'm just saying he's receiving. I'm thinking he is not a good general manager. He is terrible.
But you're saying he's catching too much shit
for this pick because there's nobody on their team or out there that says this guy is better than this guy. You should have drafted him.
Does he get too much credit for being a great player in your opinion?
He was a great player.
So all of that. Great stuff that he does should be recognized, correct?
I know where this is going. I don't even want to admit to that.
Yeah, so all the shitty shit he does as a general manager, that should be acknowledged.
Well, I'm not denying that. All I'm saying is this pick...
You are denying that, Gabe.
No, this pick, he took the best player available in his eyes. Who are you to say that? What if he becomes an average player? And Nerlens Noel...
If he becomes an average player, Michael Jordan failed. He didn't have to take Nerlens Noel. He just had to not take the fucking white guy.
There was like six white tall guys in that draft.
Okay.
Name them.
I don't even know.
Cody Zeller.
Len. Lynn, whatever that guy's name is.
He would have been better.
So you don't know anyone.
He's a fucking foreigner, so he can shoot jumpers.
Cody Zeller.
Yeah, but Zeller can run the court.
Shit.
You're a goddamn idiot.
You are an idiot. Dude, he got shut down by... that dude from the Gophers.
Trevor Mbakwe?
Yeah, Mbakwe. And Mbakwe is like 6'5".
All I know is...
Cody Zeller is like 7'8".
He's not 6'5".
All I know is that Gabe
He's really short for
Gabe
a center.
Gabe was terrible in the Michael Jordan segment. Move on, Gabe. What's next?
You guys have anything to bring up?
No. I'm just going to shut up about that.
You had more drafts. What was next?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just wanted to...
You just wanted to talk about Cody Zeller.
I kind of wanted Michael Jordan.
I just wanted to defend Michael Jordan on that pick.
Outside of
Victor Oladipo, there was nobody in that draft worth a shit.
Ben McLemore would have been way better.
For who?
Well, definitely.
For Michael Jordan.
He wanted a big. He targeted a big. What's the fucking matter?
You take the best player. Why wouldn't you just take the best player?
In his eyes, it was Cody Zeller.
It probably wasn't.
Okay, Cody Zeller should have gone undrafted.
He just wanted an excuse so he could finally cut Tyrus Thomas.
So cut him.
He did.
Perfect.
After he drafted Zeller.
I don't follow the NBA.
So why'd you want to talk about it?
I just wanted to defend my boy Michael Jordan.
Well, do a better job.
Okay,
next
you don't
time.
Even know who done.
Yeah, next.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have anything else to talk about. That's it. So it's gonna be a short one. Is that okay?
Well, he wants to go on his list.
Oh yeah, that's right. Gabe's retaliation. There you go. On episode 3. Cole, one Alge, and me kind of ripped on Gabe. So he has a list here, and he's gonna have his retaliation on us, and we're just gonna sit here and take it, I guess, for the most part.
Definitely gonna argue it, but
okay. But let him speak though first.
Cole in the previous segment said I'm an idiot all the time. Just calls me that. That's why I don't talk to him. Basically, the reason why he calls me an idiot is because I always say no to his shitty-ass trades.
So but is it because of that, or is it because you don't answer?
You do offer... You're not the worst at trades, but you're up there. And I'm just like, well, how do I gently put this down? Because then you just quit talking to somebody for 3 weeks.
But you're... No?
It's a solid long time.
What, that you ignore Cole S?
No, Cole ignores everyone. If you piss him off, that's it. He's just gone to the outside world for a couple weeks for sure.
Yeah, it's called going out and working for 2 weeks and coming back.
Well, he talks to me any other time. When he's willing to make a trade, he'd be working and send me text messages, hey, we should make this trade. But if I say no to it,
what'd
that's
you do
it.
That pissed him off that much that he had ignored you for 3 months or 3 weeks?
Just a random trade.
That's never actually happened.
It's happened.
But what I call him an idiot for is...
It's probably because you guys have nothing to talk about. That's why there's not any talking going on for 3 weeks.
I make him an offer, and he says, oh, I might like that. Let me think about it. And then 3 days later, I'll ask him. He's like, oh, I didn't have a chance to look yet. And then it's over. Okay, if I ask him, he'll ignore the text message.
You know what he does? He'll be like, I'll look at it and I'll think about it. Then he texts like four other people, and then we all say it's a shitty trade, because it is. But he has to think about it for whatever reason.
But
if you offer me a trade, within 5 seconds, I'll know if it's the shittiest trade ever, and I'll just decline it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
If he said no to me, I would be happy, but
Gabe, if you say no, he's not gonna, his feelings are not gonna be hurt. I'll just throw that out there right now.
And the other thing is, he always says, the few times that he does decline one of my trades, he's like, man, that's a really, really fair offer. But I don't want to mess with my team right now. Every single time.
Gabe, you're way too nice. I would go to Cole and I'd be like, piss off. I don't need that shit.
When I said that,
it wasn't once. You said that multiple times.
I said this about the Matt Kemp trade. And if we're talking about that, that was a fair offer because I needed to get rid of those players.
Not a fair offer.
You guys not at the time. You got to take the keepers into consideration.
For the next 3 years, would you not rather have Matt Kemp than whoever you can get trade for Cargo Gonzalez? I'd rather have Matt Kemp because he's a solid, bona fide top four pick.
Yeah, the last 2 years he's definitely
been. And Kinsler was also a keeper.
He's definitely been a top 10 player.
Yeah. So, granted,
I was kidding. Maybe top 200. He's been on the DL for like 160 games.
They haven't played that.
He hadn't been hurt this year when we were talking about it, though.
He was on the DL.
He was playing shitty, and then he went on the DL 2 days afterwards.
So he had already been on the DL.
Yeah, it would have been a terrible trade.
But that trade would actually make sense after the season.
Okay, but
because I can't keep anybody else.
But that's not the only time you've ever said that. You say that almost every time I make you a trade offer.
Either I just started using it.
You don't answer me, or you say, I'll think about it.
Well, if I say I think about it, I'll come back to you if I really want to do it. That's just my way of saying no.
Okay, speaking of Matt Kemp, though, remember when Oklahoma just got trashed by that tornado, and then Matt Kemp is like, I'll donate like $100 for each stolen base and homer I get. And then he has like mid-May, he has like one homer and like two stolen bases.
Cheap fucker.
Let's hope he fixes that at the end of the season.
Well, Gabe's, what else do you have?
I just curious on why you think Richard Sherman is an idiot.
Well, it's mostly because I've heard him speak.
Well, let's face it. You sat here and defended Skip Bayless. And Skip Bayless is the biggest piece of shit in the world. And Sherman is a genius for calling him out on it. He's a better person than Skip Bayless, like he said.
Let us know what you're referring to. I'm assuming it's because.
Well, he called Sherman an idiot and said Tom Brady was bad. And let's just face it. And then he says, like, what did you say something about? He gets drug tested every week and then he gets busted for Adderall.
What did Sherman call out Skip Bayless for?
Skip Bayless called him out for his. Yeah,
Skip Bayless called him out for being an idiot and drug user.
Oh, I thought Sherman countered with something.
Yeah,
he just says he's done more in his 25 years than Skip Bayless has done in his
like
50.
60 because he's old as shit.
Okay, but if you actually listen to them speak, Richard Sherman is illiterate.
Because he's black.
Okay. But we're talking. I didn't say he's a terrible player. I said he's a fucking moron. He's stupid.
He's not.
Your notes, Gabes, say Richard Sherman is an idiot. That's what they say. That's because he's not an intelligent person. He's stupid. He said Tom Brady is a piece of shit quarterback. Tom Brady is a great quarterback. Richard Sherman,
we'll find out.
Pumps his veins full of shit. Gets all hyped up.
Adderall. He took Adderall just so he could pay more. You don't pump that in your vein.
Whatever.
Maybe you could.
Well, that's a
maybe
terrible argument.
Oh, it's not a terrible argument.
It is a terrible argument. You're accusing him of doing heroin and stuff, and all he got busted for is one thing of Adderall.
I was definitely accusing him of taking steroids, not heroin. I don't know how he made that jump, but...
Where did heroin come from?
He said that.
Well, that's what you pump into your veins.
You pump steroids into your...
You pump a lot of shit in your veins. Why did heroin come up?
He called him a drug addict.
I never said that!
Put 2 + 2 together.
Okay, I'm done with Richard Sherman. Okay. Go on.
He offered me Trent Richardson in a trade, and I just opened up with, I'll give you a 3rd-round pick. And he goes, that's it. I'm done. That's where it came out. He quit talking to me, for there it was.
He's actually right. That did make me quite mad.
And it was the opening trade offer. It's not like he would be the worst GM in the world.
Why don't you counter something? Why don't you be
what I was hoping for.
Here's why I was mad, is because I wanted him in Jake's league. I didn't want him in my league.
Oh.
In Jake's league, I asked him what he wanted. He said it would at least take a 1 and a 2. I offered, then after. I said, what would you give me to Richardson in my league? And he said a 3. The picks in my league are worth more because there's less keepers.
In his defense, though, Richardson is more valuable in LUs. Because your league counts yardage more. And he just gets a shitload of catches in that one. So he's more valuable in LUs. But that still doesn't make too much sense.
They're both point per reception.
Yeah, but
Trent Richardson doesn't get many yards.
Yeah.
So that counts less in your league.
He only has four games over 80 yards.
So he's a little less valuable in your league.
That draft pick discrepancy, you think it's worth that much difference?
No, I am just going to throw it out there. You know, you gotta put that into effect, though. He is less valuable in your league, but a one and two, so that'd be 5 and 6 in LUs.
Yeah,
And then
it'd be a 7 in mine. Oh, 6 in mine.
Yeah, 6. Gabe, what is wrong with you?
I'm just here to make people laugh.
What?
That's pretty much it. The rest of it doesn't make sense.
Let me see it.
Because it was on the whole thing, we can't bring up the one out stuff.
He wants to trash.
No, you could talk about one out trade raping, because he talked about...
He's the worst. Did you ever hear about this trade last year he offered me?
Probably.
All my linebackers, my backup running backs...
I remember this.
Basically, everybody on my team that I was not keeping.
For like an 8th rounder or whatever, like you told me.
Well, no, I think he offered me a 3.
It was
after keepers.
It was
later than that.
Wasn't it a 6 overall?
It was
round?
A 6.
Was it a 6?
No, a 6 round pick, not a 6...
It was 6 after keepers, I think.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad.
So, and he goes, how does that make me better? How doesn't it? Half them players are better than the garbage that's on his team. He goes, I have like a 1% chance of making the playoffs now after this trade.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out here. Gabe's had some beast linebackers. Gabe's wasn't going to make the playoffs, so you want to get some picks for him, right? Gabe's has an offer. He has an offer, the one you just told all of your players for like a 6. Or, like, 3 of your linebackers, which were all, like, top 10 linebackers, for, like, a 6 and an 8.
That was for me.
Yeah.
That one I messed up on badly.
And then he just lets the deadline pass.
But
nothing happens. You get nothing for him.
You're also forgetting the fact that you're the other little birdie in my ear going, no, Gabe, you should solidly get a pick per linebacker.
Yeah, but you got to take something.
But when it's 10 minutes before the deadline, you just make a decision.
Yeah, you can't be like, I'll get back to you. When there's 10 minutes left.
You can't just say, I want Tate to win the league. Fuck my team for the next 3 years.
Tate got raped in the first round.
Yeah, I got dominated.
And then last year, I actually have a legit team, and everyone puts up their best week against me.
Not in Jake's league, you didn't have a
No. In your league.
We were talking about Jake's right there, so.
No, that was in your league.
No, it was Jake's.
I get a mixed up.
Okay. Your next one here, apparently we call you a stat whore.
Yeah, you just believe, I say, well, he's projected for this, just to make an argument, and you're like, Gabe, you rely way too much on stats. I'm like, no,
stat
I'm just...
projections, you mean.
Yes. And I'm just telling you what it is, so the argument, and you're all like, you just believe that that's the only thing I believe in.
Well, when
and
you're discussing trades, you don't want to talk about ESPN projections, because they're obviously terrible. He talks about them. One else talks about
them. And then he'll sit there and say, no, he doesn't. But he's just over there itching to get into this.
Well, yeah, because he's probably selling you on that, because ESPN probably projected that guy for 22.
Yep, and he goes, come on, Gabes, you can do this with these.
And then he probably didn't specifically mention he's projected for 22. He probably said he's going to have a good week. Look who he's facing or something.
Well, he basically hints at, go look at his projection. So then I can go
up. No, you just interpret it as that.
No, that's what he says.
Because you love ESPN projections.
I do not love ESPN projections. We're not getting into that one again.
So do you have anything to say about that?
No, just...
Are you a stat whore?
It comes back... I'm not a stat whore. I'm not chained to the stats.
Is not a stat whore.
Yes.
Carmelo Anthony.
Just the garbage. He's a volume shooter, puts up points, and everyone thinks he's like the next scoring title god. He's garbage. He can't even take the Knicks out of the first round of the playoffs.
It's because they're the Knicks, and he is strong, though.
He is not strong. If I put up 40 shots, it'd be no different than that kid scoring 135 points or whatever it would be. If I take 100 shots, half of them are probably going to go in.
So
I was just simply talking about his physical stature. Like, he's strong. He's big.
He's not
he's
that
ripped.
Strong.
Okay, really?
He's big.
If you wanted to say, like, people thought he would be an MVP, that would have been fine. But you said he's a volume shooter, and everybody thinks he's going to be a scoring champion. So if you shoot a lot of shots, and you make a lot of shots, and you're the scoring champion, that's not legit?
No, not when you're...
Yes, it is.
No, because he's a volume shooter.
Scoring title
shooter.
Is only about scoring.
But wait.
The MVP would be about everything, but the scoring title is just about scoring. So if he scored the most.
Yeah, but people throw that scoring title in your face saying that's why he should have been the MVP.
Nobody's claimed that he should have been the MVP.
Everyone does.
No, they don't.
I'm done with the arguments with Colby because I haven't won a single one. Today is not my day.
Is any day?
No, but today is definitely brutal.
Are you just panicking?
Yes.
Cole's just an experienced veteran on the podcast.
This is his fourth podcast. I'm like new to this shit.
Okay, but
But that is pushed over 4 years.
Look at his stature. I'm sitting over here all intimidated. He's just relaxed, throwing out stats.
I didn't throw one stat, but all right.
Okay, we already talked about Skip Bayless. Something down on the bottom says Cole bragging about how much he makes.
Oh, no, that was on the last podcast. He just had to throw that in there.
We were talking about...
what comment do you have on that?
I just thought it was freaking hilarious. Like, he's just, yo, I make more than that. That's all he's... I make more than that. They got to make more than that.
Exactly. If I make that much money doing what I do, the people on TV make more. That's all I was saying.
It's a show host for 1 hour a day, and she doesn't do anything. She's on TV.
She's got to make more.
I'm questioning it, man. I don't think it's six figures.
It's got to be up there. It's close to six figures.
Borderline.
Because she definitely does more work than you think she does. She's not on TV.
You got to prep for that show. Yeah, you got to prep for it.
And she does other work for ESPN. It's not just one show.
What does she do?
I don't know.
Just background shit?
I'm sure.
She probably helps.
I doubt it. You think she does that 1 hour?
She's a dumbass. She doesn't know anything.
She comes to work for 1 hour and goes home?
You never know.
I guess it's literally possible, but no.
She probably, like, gets the coffee for the real people or something.
For the real, so she ain't real.
Coffee.
She isn't like, legit. Like,
John Gruden and
Yeah, John Hodge. Gruden and Jaws.
Next.
They need their coffee to keep up the energy to do their...
So they can spew more bullshit out of their QB fucking mouths.
Teach quarterbacks how to be good in the NFL.
Yeah, because...
It takes a lot of coffee to have all the energy to talk about.
Because RG3, Russell Wilson, and Andrew Luck would not have been good if freaking piece of shit John Gruden would have said, hey, you can really throw that ball down the field there.
I appreciate you agreeing with me.
The last one on the list, you want to talk about Ryan Matthews.
Why are you keeping him for a third straight year? The guy hasn't even rushed for over 700 yards.
Mike McCoy, bro. Mike McCoy.
Do not tell me you're talking about a coach right now.
Oh, I'm definitely talking about a coach.
Where is Notch when you need him? Because Notch and you would just be sitting here throwing down, like, on third down conversions, he's 40% when he runs up the right side.
No, he wouldn't, because Mike McCoy worked for Josh McDaniels, and Notch loves him, so.
Oh, I can't believe you just threw out an offensive coordinator on why you're keeping.
He's a head coach, but.
He was an offensive coordinator.
But he's not now.
He was, though.
But when I name dropped him, what was he? He's a head coach.
He hasn't coached one game.
He's coached OTAs.
Game, Cole. I just said game.
Okay, but you're asking why I'm keeping Ryan Matthews.
Because
I watch their OTAs. You don't know what I do.
Like, OTAs have anything to do with what's going to happen in September.
Well, yeah, they definitely
don't. They run around with their pads.
They definitely don't run the plays.
Well, he looked good when he dropped back. Yeah. Oh, he caught six passes. Just like the other day when they talked about the Jets and Sanchez are like six picks. Like, it matters.
Yeah, because Sanchez won't throw six picks in a game.
He won't. He'll get pulled before they pull that
guy. Okay.
I'm just done.
I'm done.
I already defeated Gabe's.
I have one segment that I am going to add to the podcast, but before that I have to say to our listeners, so just make sure to check us out at rantcity.podomatic.com. That's probably our main one. Rantcitypod.blogspot.com. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and you can check us out on FaceNuts at facebook.com/rantcity. Ready for this new segment?
And follow us on Twitter.
We don't have Twitter.
But you're going to make one.
I already have too many Twitters.
What about your what about all the coal miners?
Definitely wasn't going to say it.
New segment. Have I told any of you about this?
No. Well, not
okay, me. We're going to like... This is my plan right now is to finish each episode with this segment. And it's called Would You Rather? Sports related. It's not going to be like...
I wouldn't even care if it wasn't sports related.
Okay. It's solid segment, though.
Maybe.
Yep. So I obviously came up with this one. Maybe in the future I'll have you guys do it. I don't know. But would you rather get truck-sticked by Chris Cluey, like absolutely laid out by him on national television, and be known as the guy that got dominated by a punter for the rest of your life?
I choose B.
Like everyone that sees you on the like random people on the street acknowledge that you are that guy and give you shit for
right,
it.
Right, we get it.
Okay. Or... be forced to watch and listen to football analysis from Jaws and John Gruden for 1 hour a day for the next 20 years.
Jaws and Gruden. I would learn so much about football from listening to John Gruden 1 hour a day.
I'm just going, I'd rather be the guy known as Chris Cluey. He's got a shitload of Twitter. He's got a shitload of Twitter followers, and I would not want to have to listen to John Gruden and Ron Jaworski talk about nothing, and I would learn nothing from them too.
John
Gruden. That's every day of every like, or the next 20 years.
Gabe, just realize,
yeah, there's no way I'd want to do that.
Realize you would have been a college QB if you had John Gruden's tutelage. It's a fact. But anyway,
it is not a fact.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no,
I think you guys are less. inclined to take the Chris Cluey one just because you're bigger. Like, me and Chris Cluey, like, I'm probably, like, 10 pounds heavier or something. So it'd be, like, a little bit more legit if I got truck
stick. But I do like John Gruden, though.
So yeah, so that's why I'd rather get truck stick by that little midget.
Even though you have, like, how many pounds on him?
Yeah, so he probably bounce off, but...
No, he like, legitimately lays you out, though. So you're getting laid out by a guy that's tiny.
And we're gonna
do, yeah, but he's an NFL player.
He's a punter, though.
Yeah.
And every single podcast we do afterwards is about that.
So we wouldn't do any more podcasts, is what you're saying.
But I wouldn't refuse. For the next 20 years?
No. Only 20 years. The Chris Cluey thing is your entire life.
An hour a day? Yeah. Yeah, but then I'd go to Hermit and wouldn't have to deal with it anymore.
Okay, twice a day, random people knock on your door and just start screaming shit and calling, giving you shit. What about then?
Are Cluey and I friends after this so we can go hang out together?
No, he calls you his bitch on Twitter every single day. And
well, being like that
a million
I got, like,
people retweet.
Being that I got like 60 pounds on the dude, yeah, if he calls me his bitch.
60 pounds?
Really? You just had to repeat that?
So you're taking Cluey?
I'm taking Cluey on this one.
And you're taking Gruden.
It wasn't even a contest.
Yeah, because...
What if it was 3 hours a day?
It doesn't matter.
Because that's what it originally was. That's 3 hours out of your day. Like, you get done with work, you have to watch this for 3 hours.
I just have to listen to him for 5 seconds. Go, hey.
Does it have to be 3 consecutive hours?
Yeah.
No.
Then I'd still do that.
Okay. What if it does have to be consecutive?
I just don't know if I'd have the time to put that together every day.
You'd have to.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If it was 3 consecutive, then I would pick Cluey only because... Okay. I wouldn't be able to work my schedule around the other option.
You'd have to change your schedule. You'd have to have your schedule work around your 3 hours of you, Jaws and Gruden watching.
You work 12s. Right. You just watch it when you're done with work.
I guess I could.
And you can't just, like, turn it on and just pass out and that counts. You have to be awake.
Yeah, you can
and
have
you have
your,
to be alert. You have to actually listen to it.
Dude, Gruden.
It's Cluey.
Because I don't have to watch it. I can listen to it, too. I can listen to it during work.
I think if it was 1 hour, I'd take Gruden. If it was 3, I'd take Cluey.
No, Cluey.
So same as you,
walk,
right?
I could just what? Walk
same
away
as
from
you then, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I just walk away from everybody calling me, hey, Cluey's bitch.
Okay.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, you only have one for that?
I was expecting...
No, one per episode. That's how we'll end it. End
oh, I expected multiple.
Yeah, I thought we were just going
to... I can't come up with these off the top of my head, dude.
So why did you fucking have this plan ahead of time?
Well, I came up with it like 2 weeks ago.